Honourable members, good morning. We had a good weekend of all legislatures were present doing all codes of sport in the name of hosting of the Parliament of South Africa. We enjoyed was presented to the committee, myself, Honorable Bev, through a netball, but I was even having the kit of Parliament. Mulelwa and so on, they were also there, who's like part of the choir of the Parliament, Obulela as UGA, they made us proud. And then on Thursday evening, I got just an invitation from SAFA that Banyana Banyana, they are landing. And I was saying, God, why am I, on behalf of the committee, getting this notice very late. I made booking of getting in and out. So also following day, Sunday, I had to go to Johannesburg to welcome Banyana Banyana. We are proud of what they are doing. But the only thing that as a committee, whilst we're still members of this committee, we must try to engage is only SASO who's financing Banyana Banyana. And one thing that I'm thinking that we must be aware, no sport code is financed by the government. I'm suspecting people that are missing the point. The only thing as parliamentarians, we need to assist the lobbying of getting sponsors for Banyana Banyana. But I was very proud of themselves. They missed and was on penalties, but really they are doing well. I know this committee that every now and then when we were discussing, they wanted that the women teams must be assisted. Also, I must report that one other day there was a young former player of rugby who did come to observe in the committee. Is Eldim Zosoyana. It happened that even himself started to have an interest as a former rugby player to organize women rugby players. Those women rugby players, they are in Stellenbosch. Tried that we must assist that some of them who are coming from very poor families to get bursaries. About 10 of those girls, they did get a bursary through the interaction that we were doing. They had to leave last week, Sunday, to buy. I'm not yet knowing how did they play, but even themselves, they are not part of the structure belong to rugby, but I was thinking that rugby can assist, but they said no, they are not allowed. So even themselves, they are still struggling to get sponsors. With those words, I'm presenting to you. Or before that, officially, I must report that midnight yesterday, I get an SMS from Honorable Mhlongo, and this morning I'm having an email which was sent last night in the office of Secretary that they, as members of the committee, they are pleading that the minister must come and give us the report of SASCOC. Because it's not a secret, when I was there, I've asked Minister whether the report is ready, because today we're having a meeting, our last meeting. She said to me, no, the report is going to be ready on Friday. So I'm putting it that I did get that response. Even yesterday, PLO, Chief of Staff called me. He is saying that Chairperson want to report that the report is not ready, and I've asked them that they must be have a written something. I don't see with me. You didn't get that, so. I didn't get it in writing, but I did get it from the Honorable the Minister. So I'm putting to you those indications, and we do have apologies, Mr. Modeka, Mr. Sithole, in front of me. I do present the agenda in front of you in order that whatever I've presented, we must discuss upon the agenda. The agenda which we are having is consideration of adoption of outstanding minutes and reports. Honorable Bergman, Honorable Mhlongo.
Chair, thanks very much, and thanks very much for your efforts to date in trying to appease this committee, in trying to get the relevant information from the minister. I have in good conscience, I don't believe that we can sit here and tolerate the fact that in fairness to the minister, since October, when the minister promised us around the 18th, 19th, that the report would be ready after she had applied her mind, that we sit here 2 months later with her mind still not being applied. And the report has been released for some time now. I'm not sure what the minister is trying to protect or what information she's adding further to the report that requires the report at this stage being complete. We have an agreement that from this committee that we would invite the minister last week. It never happened. No meeting took place. This meeting, I had to request from the secretary an agenda, because I didn't even know on Monday whether this meeting was actually still taking place. And I suppose it was with some embarrassment that the agenda was only sent to us yesterday, because it only involved the minutes. The truth is, if sports is not a priority for the minister, you know, we must understand that SASCOC is the overarching federation. If they break, we break. Now, this minister is undermining everything that this committee has worked towards. She's the only minister out of all the ministers we've had in sports that has not accounted to us, has not attended when we've requested. Every other minister before that, regardless of their shortcomings in it, have always been accountable and have always come to us. This is the same minister that wrote me a letter to tell me that I cannot access her directly, that I have to go through the portfolio. This is the same minister that sits on questions for months on end. And Chair, we cannot condone this. I would really urge this committee to send the minister our strongest sanction against her, because I really believe that she's standing in the way of progress in sports. It's sad that after 4 years, 5 years, this committee has gelled together, this committee has worked as a team, this committee has tried to leave a great legacy for us, and at the last turn, at the last final straight of this term of office, it's disgusting that we have to be undermined by this minister. So I would first of all like our displeasure recorded, but secondly, I'd really appreciate if we as a committee can have some form of sanction, whether we call her to account before the end of this week, or we make a special meeting next week for her to account to us. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable President. Honourable Mhlongo.
Chair, first of all, I'd like to second the motion that we call a special meeting. And I want to put it on the record that the email that we've sent it to you today, last night, it was not the first email. We've even sent the email to the minister directly, and he referred us to this committee. And it is uncalled for us, as we want to do an oversight work, especially for her to account to this committee. We've used plus minus 2 million for this commission to sit down, and we don't even know exactly what are the actual figures. And we are calling this committee to support us, because an oversight committee, we must know exactly what is happening, especially with the federation, the SASCOC body. You know what I hate most? Media has the report. I'm a member of this committee. I'm not aware what is happening. Now, who's fooling who exactly? We gave her plenty. You cannot consider for 9 months you still reading or consulting. It's 9 months after the report went out to different respondents. Now I'm asking this committee to support us to call a special meeting and for the minister to come and account. And one of the things that I would like to appreciate, Chair, that yes, you've responded, even it's minuted, you know, I was just checking all the minutes that I've raised this, that the minister said the committee must request it, not us as individuals. And you responded in that meeting that she must respond to our request. Now, I don't know exactly, is the minister aware that she promised us in our last meeting, which was dated the 20th November, that we'll get the report? And in other previous meeting, which is 18 and 19 of October, we're still waiting. Now, I don't know exactly, must we believe in her? Must we trust her, her leadership? Now, I'm putting it to this House, with the Chair, let's support us, especially, we are coming to an end. I think next year we're not going to have formal session of sport committee. It's election time. But we've used money for this inquiry, but we don't even know exactly how much that was budgeted for. The 2 million was budgeted for. It's a projection. Now, I've asked even several questions exactly how much was used. I'm still waiting for that. Now, I plead in supporting my colleague, would you call a special meeting, and the minister must come and account to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mhlongo. Honorable Rakhon.
Well, it's just that our colleagues are making it difficult for us, the way they are putting this thing, because it must not be about them or us, because I don't understand what you mean if you say this committee must support you, because we don't know DA, we don't know ANC. I thought we are representative.
I think Mr. Ralukoma is misleading this House. I've never called on that support the DA. I've said I've supported the notion. Listening is a skill. I've supported the proposal to this House that they must consider this.
I'll repeat, because this is not a House. It's us here. If a person is not going to have patience to listen to me, then he's creating a problem for his community. because I was making a point that, yeah, we are a collective. A person must say, I'm proposing this, and then we support that. Secondly, I just want to indicate that we don't know other incidents that the minister might have created between yourself and her. But from where I'm sitting myself here, there is a vast difference between this minister and other ministers in terms of her appearing in this committee. And once she appears in this committee, she will sit throughout the committee. She has never missed a meeting where she was supposed to account in terms of her report, you know, the quarterly report. She's been here in all the reports that we have had. So I agree if there are other issues that our colleagues have experienced, it is something that they might have to be tabled there. Except for questions which the chairperson took over on their behalf, I don't know of any other thing. But I'm not speaking on behalf of the minister, because the minister will come and account. All of us, we are responsible for holding the minister to account. We do oversight. Sometimes it even frustrates us more as the ruling party in this meeting that we are not getting what we wanted, because we had interacted with that we want this report long before even our colleagues had raised it. So we are equally frustrated in terms of this report, because we want it. We want to understand. We want to see what is it that we can intervene on the challenges that we are facing with regard to SASCOC in particular, because we are frustrated ourselves in terms of the conduct of SASCOC so far. With regard to the recommendation, we don't have a problem. So long if it can be allowed, because we are governed by the chair of chairs, who is responsible for this committee. If they have the view that they can give us permission to meet again next week to come and consider that report, I don't have a problem with that. I just hope that members will have time, because all of us of late we are being expected to do our part in terms of election work. But generally, I mean, if we can be allowed to, that we come and meet specifically to deal with that report, I don't think it's a problem, because we want that report as well. But my correction is that we should not give an impression that this is the worst minister. I don't think that is correct. She is not the worst minister. In fact, for me, she has come out better than all the ministers in terms of attending to this committee, because some of the ministers were complaining that they don't even appear when we meet, but this one she has been consistent in terms of Manjuri and Pisteba, Marisa Kuluma.
Let's give Honorable Ransomo to talk, and after he's going to finish, we all raising their hands. Honourable,
Yeah, so Chair, I would support
the proposal made by Honorable Bergman. And in supporting them, we are supporting them because they are members of this committee. Because we share our frustration that if we were supposed to have a report on SASCOC, because there was a commission, we need to have that report. So I support that if we can be permitted, if we can request permission and be permitted, then it means we'll have to explain to our political parties to be allowed from our political parties to come for just one sitting next week, to come and deliberate on the report.
And you have heard you, Honorable Trump.
Yeah, I don't want to delay the conversation that we're having, but I don't want this conversation to be political, because we didn't raise it. We raised this as, I think it's minuted. I've quoted several meetings, minutes. I've raised this in this meeting, but the minister is not responding in our meeting. And I didn't say he's not responding to the opposition party. Now, I fail to understand when the ruling party did not even, and there's no ruling party in my view, because you are now turning to be political. Now, in this committee, we are one, but when you say ruling party, not as there's an opposition party. And to me, there's no ruling party, there's a leading party. Now, what I hate most, Chair, the ruling party did not mention this in this meeting. They mentioned it outside, not in this meeting, that this is an agent report that we want. Now, I want to ask you, Chair.
I want to correct you. Honorable Song, we must, honorable members, do honorable things in both honorable members who have contributed to stick to the point. And I want to correct also you that when we are correcting the thing, you must not refer to us as a ruling party also.
I'm quoting what you are saying.
I'm still on the floor.
Yeah, but I was on the floor, Chair.
No, but
you cannot correct me while I'm speaking,
Chair. Honorable Point of Order, Chair. I've said it on your point of order.
You
I wanted to.
That,
I did.
You said you are correcting me, and you are not correcting me. I'm quoting what you are saying. You said a ruling party.
Honorable Mshongo, sometimes you don't want to listen to other people's views. You have a problem on that. Because I want to chair the meeting. I'm saying, in both of your statements, it's not right when you are correcting, repeating the very mistake that you are correcting, and now you interject. I wanted that we must discuss as honorable members, irrespective of you yourself, Honorable Mshongo, or the Honorable Radikom. I'm correcting what is going on. Go on.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, let me quote him verbatim. He said, we as a ruling party, we've raised this with the minister. And I'm saying he did not raise this in this meeting, in our sports committee meeting. That's what I'm saying. I don't think I need a correction. I'm saying, Mina, I've raised these issues in this meeting, and it's minuted. That is the only difference that I was highlighting. I wanted to find out, Chair, you are saying to us, you received a response from his office that within Friday, if I've heard you correctly, the report will be ready. Is it ready to go to the media as the media has it, or is it ready for us to do an oversight work on it before it goes out?
No, Chair, well, I'm withdrawing my support to Honorable Bergman because I thought I'm assisting. So I'm withdrawing. We'll wait for the minister to come and brief us next year, because I was trying to assist. So if a person who is the leader, yeah, doesn't appreciate that I've seconded their proposal, I'm disappointed, so I'm withdrawing them.
I'm sorry, Honorable Maliga, can I try to, in order that you must get in with your permission, that I must try to try to lead this discussion, and then from there I'll take Honorable Maliga, Honorable Bergman, Honorable Members. I'm suspecting it's recorded that in the last meeting where the minister was here, if you can read the minutes, I've said, Honorable Minister, we waited as a committee to get the report. So by saying that, I want to remind Honorable Mshongo that it was in a meeting which I was chairing, and I even said, would love, Honorable Minister, if on the next meeting, which is the following Tuesday, that if you can present us with this report, we'll put you in the agenda. It was from the chairperson on behalf of the committee. The committee consists of all of ourselves, and I can't take that we raise outside. What is outside is what I was doing, a follow-up to the minister on a Sunday. I was saying, Minister, my secretary wanted to formulate an agenda. I'm hoping that we can get a report. I wanted that it must be minuted and correct the discussion. We must not fight about something that we fought for it. It was this committee that we pleaded that the former minister, Tulas Mwesi, and the SASCOG have said, both of you, where are you going to get the money in order that you must do this inquiry? And it was our good selves in this committee that were saying, can't you sit down and try to get each other, because both of you, you don't have money. But as this committee, we experienced that finally, SASCOG and the department, they have resorted on what now we are waiting for. So please, let's be our good selves, that when we are fighting for something, we do get it as collective. So I'm going to plead to Honorable Mshongo and Honorable Rakhomo, even Honorable Rakhomo, to just saying that he's not supporting Honorable Bergman. Honorable Bergman's contribution, it is a contribution that as the committee, can't we ask the permission from the House Chairperson that we must ask a special meeting? That's correct. And we need not to now reject the proposal because of one of our members, the way he presents himself, which is he has got a right to present himself, but we are going to correct each other in order that we must achieve what we wanted. We still want to achieve. So I do appeal that we must treat each other as honorable members and to achieve what we want and to be members of the sport. Honorable Maliga and Honorable Bergman, Honorable Mosi, in that order.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Just a moment, Honorable Members. We are thanking that Honorable Maliga who is with us. He has been writing exams. Welcome back, Honorable Maliga. Thank you.
Chairperson, you have covered me because I was a little bit disturbed by the whip's withdrawal of his support to the proposal that was made by Honorable Bergman, because I think it was for the good cause. So to say he's withdrawing, it just disturbed me, because whatever that might have been said after that does not change the reality that the committee does need the report. So
I'm happy that you have just covered that one, and I hope that the whip will reconsider his withdrawal. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Bachman.
Chair, I don't know if it's election season or something that we see this childish behaviour, but I mean, we must be careful that we're not seen as the praisingers of the minister, because...
point taken.
Where is the child behaviour?
Please switch the mic. Honourable Member, I'm suspecting this is our last meeting, and we must be very careful not to put oil in the fire, because the two honourable members, they are making us to be like that. I will plead it to other members that we must hold our horses. No, Honourable Mhlongo, we must hold our horses. Cause
what did I do now?
No, what did I do?
No, when we are shaking the head while somebody is speaking, it does tell something.
I'm just listening to my colleague.
No, but I'm still on the floor and you're shaking.
No, I was not talking loud. I'm allowed to.
You're allowed, but when you're doing gestures, it does tell me something. That gesture is saying no when you're shaking the head. So I'm saying...
Not sure.
You see, I think...
No, I didn't even give you the platform to talk, Honourable Mhlongo. Honourable Mhlongo, you are very problematic when it comes to your behavior.
Point of order, Chair.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't behave in a meeting,
Honourable Mhlongo. Point of order, Chair. Point of order. You see, when you touch me now personal, you're saying I'm behaving unhonourable. I think now you're taking part, it's like, it's a point of debate when someone says, there's a child behavior. Now you're telling me now that I'm not behaving in this meeting and I have that tendency. Can you withdraw that, please?
Honourable Mhlongo, we have been not behave well in a meeting. You always, when you are contributing, if you're rejecting it, it's recorded. I'm saying even your face, your everything, and even to the visitors, when you are rejecting something, you are doing what now you are doing to me. It's your weakness, Honourable Mhlongo, that some of us we do respect your views, but the way you portray yourself, Honourable Mhlongo, you are like this, and I must say that, Honourable Mhlongo. But being a chairperson, I must tolerate. I do tolerate you, but sometimes we are just doing not honourable things in a meeting of a committee. Since inception, I must tell you that, Honourable Mhlongo.
I've raised a point of order, Chair.
Oh, I didn't hear you raise a point of
order. I have, good.
I've responded on your point of order, but now you just pick a mic.
You raise your point of order,
and I responded.
It's not sustained. Is it sustained or not?
It's not.
It's not.
Okay.
Can I put it on record that you must write the letter for me, because it's recorded, you are saying to me, my behavior since we've started, I've never contributed, I'm always, I don't know the way you put it, because it's shocking to hear what today you are telling me that in this meeting. It is really shocking.
Honourable Mhlongo, I didn't say you never contributed. I've said sometimes, most of the time, when you are contributed, rejecting anything, you not behaving. And I even said one other time, most of the time to you, saying that we are not in the plenary, we are in the meeting of the committee. I even in record always reminding you that you are in the committee, not in the plenary, where we are doing all nasty things when we are there as all members of parliament. But when we are in a committee, we need not to do what you always doing. I'm not saying we have never been contributed, but when it comes to some debates, you are doing what we are doing even today.
I respect you, Chair. Can I put this? I was not the gesture that I was doing. I was talking to my colleague.
Honourable.
And I don't understand what wife and we buy in.
Thank you,
my colleague.
Chair.
Yes, Honourable Chairperson, it's our last meeting. I'd like to appeal to Honourable Slongo to chill, to relax. I'm having a nice view where I'm sitting today. I'm very privileged to see everybody today in the same as you can see me. And I think we've always respected one another. And let us end our year with respect. And may I say in the same sentence that I'm not saying anybody's disrespectful, but it's not necessary for us to act like this, we adults. Let us give the chair an opportunity to chair the meeting correctly, and let us be acknowledged when we raise our hands. I'm appealing to that, Mr. Honourable Slongo, please. Thank you.
Honourable Bergman, you still want, I wanted to summarize by saying we did take what you are saying, and we taking with the spirit that as a committee, we do want this report. And when I was referring to a minute, I was correcting the Honourable Mhlongo saying that it was said outside. So when I was referred to the minutes and referring to Honourable Rarakomo that by this time there's no way that we can reject the proposal of it washed away what he was saying, that we have been wanting this report to be presented. And I was supporting by facts and factual that it's in the minutes that we wanted, and we're not, we do support that we need a special meeting for the report, that it must be presented to us in order that we must close. Honourable Mayor, I even want to say this before, I was not aware that we'll be going through this, but maybe frustration sometimes when we want something not happening. We are human beings, we can behave like what we are doing to them. I was even not in a meeting, but now in a meeting, I got an invitation to SASCOG that this coming weekend, they are honourable members, they are having AGM, and I felt that I'm not going to go to AGM, because as these members, we know that in the last meeting, the president of SASCOG did come here with one person, and as this committee, we were asking, where are other members? And we reacted, and he even said to us, if you want them to even board the train, let's tell them if you want like that. And we were not all happy, and in the minutes, the members, they were saying, that's why this board is like this. You don't even respect us here now. So I can't go and present this committee whilst we're not yet having the report. And in the last meeting, the president of SASCOG behaved like that. So on behalf of you, honorable members, I don't take that off. I'm not going there to present you, because one, the last meeting of the president of SASCOG, he was not behaving well. I even said to him that sometimes if Ududu Manana was going to react not polite like other members, because he was just snapping us. And one member even said, the Honorable Beth, oh, sometimes you can even write a broom. So, and I've said we are lucky that those other members who can tackle you are not here. Sometimes as a president, you need to behave. So I'm saying, honorable members, if you listen correctly to myself, I'm presenting you as a committee, that if you are reading the minutes, we were expecting the report, but we are not saying that if Minister is saying on Friday the report is going to be out, we accept that, but we are writing on that. Come Friday, after Friday, because we'll be hearing from the media. After Friday, we must ask House Chairperson to give us a slot, that we must be given a chance to get this report. Because if it's released really on Friday, we don't have any problem. We cannot say, no, we are not accepting that you release on Friday. But let's ask a permission that on Tuesday they must come and present the report of fear. But in reality is that, according to herself, I'm suspecting he did respect this committee. And this is the second time that I'm seeing that other former ministers, they would not love to come in the committee. And it was this committee, and I was even saying to the committee, we cannot do anything as committee members if they are forwarding apologies that they are not going to. But this present minister, she has been making sure that she is coming and contributing and listening to the committee. It must not be, and with the questions, really, honorable members, you are correct. In this committee, we discussed that there are about how many questions that they were late from the minister. It was about a number that was not responded to, and one other day it was responded in the plenary. But we raised in the committee that we're not happy that the minister is not responding to our questions from individual members of committee, because it's our right not to come to committee meeting to raise questions because we don't have enough time. But the right of members, they must write a question to each and every minister that he must respond. When the minister was in our committee and DG said, the minister, we heard that you refer the questions of Mr. Bergman and Mr. Mhlongo to the committee chairperson. No, they do have a right that you must respond to themselves. And I'm suspecting we're not defending, we're telling her that the procedure of the parliament, she must follow it. And we do understand that, we did say that. So with those words, honorable member, if you still want to pursue, I am opening it. I don't want to close it. I'm seeing the head of Mr. Bergman and head of Mr. Manzanen. Mr. Nchaisa. I'm sorry, honorable Mosi. After them, we will be the last. If you feel not offended, I'm very sorry. I did see your hand, but the hand of Mr. Bergman, it was the first hand. I'm sorry.
Chair, I suspect that the only person being entertained today is PMG. can I just say that I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate that maybe it will have to be put down to the votes because it looks like it's the whip of the ANC against the rest of the committee in terms of what happens. But to be honest, I don't believe that the praise singing of the minister is deserved, because exactly what you're saying is exactly the reason why we're in this position. So it's one thing to have a minister that attends all our meetings. That's not what I was saying. I was saying that when a minister is called to account, we've always had that minister come and account. It doesn't matter that some ministers can sit in all our meetings, and, you know, there's a difference between activity and productivity. Activity in your diary, you can say you had this meeting, and this meeting, and that's activity. But productivity is what value are you adding to the meeting. The deputy minister and I don't get on. It's not a secret. We have our debates in this committee, but he is always here, and he's always answering the questions. He's always willing to step into the sea and take whatever wave is hitting at him. But we sit here. You've mentioned questions. You've mentioned the fact that, and I've mentioned the fact that we've got activity but not productivity. This report cannot be defended. The sitting on the report cannot be defended. No matter how you spin it, no matter how you want to defend it, no matter how you want to appreciate it or don't appreciate it or make excuses for it, it just cannot be defended. And based on what you're saying, quite frankly, Chair, this minister deserves a red card.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. So I'm left now to come just at the last meeting because I've been away for so long and I seem not to have got because I was just concluding on some issues internally in our party. But I think as I'm listening that perhaps my problem is about the attendance of the part of the minister and this report of the SASO. I'm sure the members, it is so when members are saying now, at least now we should have the report just before it is released. That is very much correct. On the part of the minister, I'm not very sure because I've not been counting the attendance on the part of the minister. But it is good for the minister not to attend. I thought she was better than the other minister, more especially than Mr. Ora, who's that young man? Oh, sorry. Balula, yes. I thought she was better than Balula. I don't know. But the members are saying now, this report is very important and we've got to get it. I don't know which way now we've got to go. Because you must have read the report so that you listen carefully now when something is being said about it, even on the media. So, I just wanted to speak, Chairperson, so that you don't think or say now I'm no longer part of the sports committee because I've not been writing exams, but I've been fighting like a dog somewhere else. So I'm here now. Perhaps I hope that I can first meeting next year as well. I'm to attend it.
Thank you, Honorable.
Oh, no, thank you, Chairperson. I know it's always amusing to have that agenda in the meeting. Now that he's telling us about the war of the dogs, and the way it took place. But you see, I would not be wanting to get myself involved that much into, you know, the comparison of ministers as far as their attendance is concerned. But I remember, you know, at a certain point, there was Honorable Minister Fiki Dembalula asked me a question in the meeting and referred it to me that you can ask Honorable Musi. I have been attending meetings. And then I said, yes. So I really cannot be heard, you know, saying he was not attending by comparing him to the current minister. But in as far as I'm concerned, Chairperson, the minister, the current minister, has got an obligation, knows her obligation that he is reporting to the committee. It's part of her duties. And that is why, Chairperson, I would not like us to be that quick to consider this or regard this as part of incalcitrance on her part, that she does not want to appear. Like you said, Chairperson, like Honorable Larohoma said, like Jaisa said, like everybody said, that has been, you know, frequently coming to the meeting, something that we should, you know, commend her for. Maybe, Chairperson, we need to check. Maybe there might be reasons of the delay, reasons as to why the minister does not give us the report. Now, what I think we should do is to check with the minister of the feasibility of, you know, coming to give us the report, given the agency and the sensitivity of it. What I actually, Chairperson, would not stand to be corrected on it, would not love to hear or to see it happening is when we don't have anything, when we are as blank as we are at the moment, and the media has got the report, and we are members of really hate it. But I've also tried to not love it if it comes to a point of, you know, the media having to get it before we get it. The media having to be informed about the report before we can even know it. Because if that happens, Chairperson, what would be then the point of the minister coming here and give us the report? Because we would be knowing it in any way. If I would say that, no, I'm not coming there, I know the report, I heard it from the media. I'm saying that, Chairperson, it could be a terrible thing, but I'm saying I can be corrected on that one. But the last part of it is that let us check with the minister of the feasibility of coming to give us the report as urgently as possible. Thank you very much.
In your head,
Honorable. No, I'm covered. The minister is available.
Honorable members, let me take this opportunity to thank everyone who contributed on this. Honorable Bergman, I know that you are not going to feel offended. As Chairperson, I'm not yet giving her a red card because of this report. I'm suspecting she is still doing well, but we are all agreeing that really this report, we wanted it as yesterday, my leader, Bergman. So at least we can't support the pink of red card because we're still going to be with you even next year. It's painful that this report really is not with us, but you are too harsh about the red card. I must say that, Honourable Bishop.
Chair, before they give you a red card, they give you a yellow card. I think we started with the red, with yellow cards for some time. I went to Parliament, I came to this committee. Now, Chair, I'm putting it to this House that put it on record that the minister is getting a red card, and we are protesting because some members of this committee are even protecting the minister. Now, according to accountability, they cannot speak on behalf of the minister. Now, we are protesting, the minister must come in our next meeting as it has been approved and we are not going to sit in this meeting. Thank you, Chair.
I think that this meeting is a meeting of Parliament. It's not a meeting of the Minister of Sport and Recreation. It's unfortunate that they are getting out, not hearing me. The meeting of Sport and Recreation, and the members of Parliament are sitting in a meeting. I must put it in record. If these honourable members are marching, they are doing what they used to do in the plenary. That's why I was saying to Honourable Mhlongo, who are in a meeting of a committee, the way that he is behaving, he must not behave as if we are in a plenary where we can do all nasty things. Honourable members, I'm putting in the record that we are the committee of sport and recreation. We are not a committee of the Minister of Sport and Recreation. And correctly so, as the members of the committee, we do have an oversight to a minister. And if we're not happy, that's why we all agreed that a minister must come. People who are proposing that, they are marching out now, honorable members. I would want your indulgence that, do you think that this urgent meeting that we are proposing is still relevant if they are batching us? So it's a batching of a committee now, not of a minister. We are here not deputy ministers. We are here not ministers. We are portfolio committee of sport and recreation. And now we are doing oversight to the minister that we are not happy that your report is not yet here. If now they are leaving a committee, this is not a committee of honorable towards the class. It's a committee of Parliament. And it's a pity they are not here. I'm suspecting they are out of order. This is a meeting of a portfolio committee. I don't know. I want that we must reflect on the behavior of the member or two members that are leaving. Honorable Mabika, Honorable Musi, Honorable Ralikom. I want to tell you one.
Chairperson, we, without commenting much on what has just happened, I'm on the decision that I believe we had taken already to say, as this committee, we do see the need of inviting the minister to give us a report. So even if other members have decided to leave the committee, but I don't think that fact has changed. So maybe we can look at the approaches to how we approach the issue, but at the end of the day, it's a reality and a fact that as a committee, if the report is out, then it must be tabled before us, before maybe we read about it on the news, because we'll be tempted maybe as individuals to respond to the media without having been addressed officially as the committee.
Thank you so much, Honorable Mabika. I'm appreciating your contribution. Honorable Musa?
No, thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. I also want to say what Honorable Mabika is saying. That,
listen, Honorable Members, you say this, Honorable Members, the guy who was sitting here, I don't know, I know PMGA, this one now is outside with them in the media. This behavior is not a behavior of this committee. And seeming they did come with this understanding, but it's out of us. They are outside now in the media. But let's maintain the decorum of our of committee members. I'm happy that this contribution of Honorable Mabika it's contributing. I want to ask to you, Honorable Members, that if we can get a media person to come in the committee whilst we are still a fully fledged committee to issue our own statement as remaining committee members, not as chairperson. I can as chairperson on behalf of these remaining members. So we must teach each other that the electioneering, it must not be like this. Because this committee is very important to unite people of South Africa. So I'll ask Unonweba to check whether we can get a media person to come in this room whilst we're still here as committee members. I'm pleading with due respect, Honorable Members, that whilst we're still contributing, let's call media to come and we'll be putting our decisions as a committee members. Honorable Musi.
I'm not sure Chair, what I was
No, I'm saying if you are the media person, you heard what they told you, né? Because you followed them.
I'm waiting for you to speak to you.
Yeah, so you must balance whatever that they told you. And I hope you also report that they walked out.
Of course.
Because they walked out. The meeting is not over yet. From what media house are you coming from?
EWN. Eyewitness News.
Eyewitness News. Yeah, so we watch the space.
Okay.
Because they walked out.
Will you speak to me afterwards?
No, the chairperson will speak to you, okay. Not me.
Okay.
But we have reached consensus here. that we want the minister to come, irrespective that they have walked out. So, but the chairperson will speak to you. We are going to get other media houses. It's just that we were going to really take you on because we saw that you followed them. And they are not responsible for speaking for this committee. It's only the chair that speaks on behalf of this committee. So Eyewitness News will watch you very close.
No, thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm covered partly, but I'm saying we are still a committee, we still form a quorum, and only two people who decided to walk out should not, affect whether the meeting is going to go on. I think, Chairperson, we have tried to, you know, some of the comments to be as neutral as possible. And it is therefore unfair if people would be accused of being biased, of being, you know, protecting the minister. I think, Chairperson, we should, you know, as people, try to exercise patience in certain things that would not come our way. I think the part of DA, you know, not necessarily DA, but the part of the two honourable members had some sort of a preconceived, that they would come and do 1, 2, 3. But I think now that people tend to differ with them, they see it as a chance for them to walk out of the meeting, which to me is very amateurish. I believe in people who would, you know, get into a debate and dialogue and eventually agree on each other. But I would like to think, Chairperson, that now that the media person followed them outside, I think the good thing is that he's back, and the good thing is that all of them, you know, as these people, as people who work for media, would know the policy of Audi Alteram Bartel, that you get both sides of the story, that you know for a fact that what's good for the goose is good for the gender, and therefore would give us a balanced report. I think so. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. Perhaps I'm lost, Chairperson. If you can just put me on the right track, because really I don't see what is it that made these two members not just to go out, because they're just discussing the report and the coming of the minister, and we do agree that the minister should come here. So I'm lost, and I don't know if I can just put on board. There are things that have been happening, serious things. Thank you very much.
Oh, Honorable, we cannot give the reasons. The reasons are with them and with the media person who followed them. But he was doing also his work, maybe even himself, because he was part of discussion. He wanted to check why are they leaving the meeting. I can't tell you why. As all were here, it's a surprise, because even their proposal and the reaction of their member, Honorable Mhlongo, and he made it that Honorable Rarhomo wanted to reject, and we all think that you cannot reject that, because you started in a note saying that we all wanted the report long ago. By now, you can't be irritated by Honorable Mhlongo, who's always behaving like this in this committee. It's a pity we cannot call Honorable Mabika. You have been not with us, but you know his behavior, even to the people who are coming to this committee. One other time, queried to the people saying, what qualifications are you having? An insult to people who have come to put the report, the CFO, and he was saying to themselves, what qualifications do you have? And so he has been like that. If you still, Honorable members, remember when you call both committees of police and sport, recreation, and SAFA, Commission of Police, PFL, and NFL, whoever, when the Dr. Khoza was still giving us the report, he jumped on himself, and I even said, when I started to chair this meeting, I was saying, this is not a political scoring meeting, because lives have affected in the stampede of FNB Stadium. But now, Honorable Song, we are doing what I've said. You must all not politicize what happened in that stadium. So I'm still maintaining that we don't know why they are marching out, but the thing that they are marching out is things that they are giving a minister a red card. As this committee, we're not here to give yellow card. It's saying initially they were giving a yellow card, but now they are giving her a red card. And I'm saying we cannot, Honorable Chaisa, we have been here, but the way that they that just bet the committee. And you are not a committee of a minister, we're a committee of parliament. And when we're discussing issues, we can differ, we can agree as leaders of community who are elected to be here. So the marching out, this is, that's what I've been telling him, this is not the plenary where we do these marches in and out. Here, this is a portfolio committee which we are doing the oversight to the minister and deputy minister. They put it clear now that deputy minister and his excellent deputy minister, but the minister must have a red card. If you can check and listen to their language, they did come here to come and grade the minister against the deputy minister. Because we don't know why the deputy minister chip in to their contribution. So, in a way, we're not in a political discussion. We're in a committee of South Africa Sport and Recreation. If Honorable Ralikhomo, I've seen your hand, if you still want to say something before we go to the minutes.
No, Chair, you have concluded it very well, because they put a motion that we should call the minister, and we supported that, and we still stand by that. Our only problem was the conduct, which is consistent by one member, Honorable Thomas, because it's consistent, it disrespects people, even officials that come here to present. So I'm happy that we have reached a consensus at this committee to request for permission for the minister to come and present the report. We hope that it will be by next week if we are granted permission. And then from there, we hope that we can then go and criticize it openly after it has been presented to us. So the conduct of our colleagues for their walking out, we don't understand really. But given what is happening in the House in terms of them walking out, maybe it's now the style. But as this committee, we have not agreed to do a proposal to give the minister a red card. It's what they do as themselves, DA, but anything to do with the committee, it must reach consensus. All of us must agree with that. Unfortunately, they opted out. We didn't test what they wanted to do, which is a new thing, that all of a sudden they are giving ministers a red card, deputy minister, they are giving a yellow, dividing people that are in the same committee. It's most unfortunate. I think the media has seen that. for us, I mean, we'll continue finish the business that we had come for. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you to all honourable members. It was a blessing that Honourable Mabiga, you finished your exams and you are back to your committee. You were always vibrant, not favouring anything as even today. Thank you, Honourable Ndayiza, of course, you are sitting in so many committees, but today it was the day that maybe we are blessed, because if we were not a fully fledged committee to have all the parties were sitting in the meeting. And we do have apologies of Honourable Muteka and Honourable Stole. It was going to be just a mockery of the day if you were not in here, and you were not even going to be have an insight of discussion in your committee that also you love so much and you contributed all these 4 years to 5 years that we are here. I'm thanking honourable members to when they were trying to be provoked by two honourable members, you become cool and calm. Because sometimes irritations when you are provoked, being knowing why are you here, sometimes we do get in the trap. Like as Chairperson, I've been trying to be myself, but Comrade Mhlongo, or Honourable Mhlongo, has been doing this in this committee since he arrived here, and I'm repeating it. I'm not ashamed, because I did tell himself in presence of both of them and the committee that since he arrived in this committee, he is very disrespectful to the members of the committee, to the members of entities when they are coming here. He's always undermining them. It's always an embarrassment to some of us that when they are coming, I even said to one other time, I said, are you aware that you have asked 14 to 15 questions alone, but you have got a right? But and one other time in the meeting, I've told that when we are talking to people, don't have changed faces. You will be saying that, who are you? What is your qualification? Why are you here? And I've said, please become, treat them. They are leaders on their own where they are coming from. So this is not the first day that I've cautioned Honourable Mhlongo. Let's go to the minutes. Honourable Mabiga and Honourable Ndayiza, I must report to you officially, in order that when we are going to recess, you must know that this committee with your chairperson, I'm always fighting the rights of the committee. We didn't go for it too, because you know what happened. You were not present. When we persuaded that the chairperson just in front of me saying that 2DA, for whatever, ANC, blah, blah, according to the way that the delegation are given according to the ratio proportional, yes. And then, because it was an overdue, I couldn't even argue. But of the last time the trip was not finalized, what Chubians did call Chairperson that she must come with another member to the embassy. But to our surprise, we did get an email saying that Chuba is not accepting our invitation. 2 weeks down the line, whilst I was having an email saying that, let me go to the embassy of Chuba, they are waiting for us. As we're sitting here, honorable members, when we are going to recess, we reapplied, and when we reapplied, the Honorable Ranghomo met with the Honorable Deputy Speaker. The Deputy Speaker was saying, oh, the last time they're saying there's no money, and I was saying officially in the committee, I can't understand that this committee doesn't have any budget to go to take any trip. We have asked Honorable Ranghomo to go to Deputy Speaker. Deputy Speaker followed this thing, and finally he said there is the money. I must report again when we are going away, finishing the term, that we didn't go. I was called by again Honorable Frolic, who's the House Chairperson. He said to me, there's no money. They are still trying to scratch there and then. And I was asking, was this committee of sport was not budgeted to take any trip in the South African Parliament? And I've asked that Honorable, the Deputy Speaker, was saying, let's reapply, the money is there. Until today, Honorable Members, we are not granted any permission. We are just in dark. And I've asked again, Honorable Ranghomo, correctly so, I wanted that somebody must go. Maybe there's something wrong with me. And Honorable Deputy Speaker, he is not around. He's going to go there. So I'm saying, I wanted that I must report to you. You have been wondering whether you have a weak person that he cannot fight for you. But unfortunately, I'm not a decision maker of taking a decision who must go, who must not go, where is the money, is the money is there. But it's that thing I must officially report it to you, Honorable Members, not thinking that I didn't persuade this trip. And I even persuaded the plea of two of you members when the two multi-party whips did come to me. I said they must go and present this crisis to Honorable Chairperson of committees to look at the smallest parties that they must be included. Let's take the minutes, Honorable Members. Hoping that Honorable Ranghomo, before the end of Thursday, will report to me, and I'll report to the committee secretary what is now is going on. Because we were thinking that come January, no one is going to be allowed to take a trip because we are going for election. We were looking at this recess that we can have this trip, but Honorable Members, as I'm sitting, I've been trying all in vain. 23rd October, 30th October, 13th November, and 20 November. Honorable Members, in front of us we have a minutes consideration and adoption of committee report on oversight visit to the Western Cape Province, a consideration of outstanding minutes. We did attend, Honorable Members, page 1. Those are Honorable Members who did attend page 1. Page 2. You still remember that these minutes not rejected per se. We're saying that they must include the past visit. That's why they are so late. We're in page 3. Page 4. May I ask adoption of these minutes? Honorable Ranghomo.
Can I move for the adoption?
Any support of the motion of adoption of the minutes? Honorable Clara Ndlovu, thank you. Let's go to a 38 minutes briefing by Cricket South Africa on their annual report, financial statement, governance and the planned T20 tournament. Attendance in page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. I propose that these minutes must be adopted. Honorable Bell.
Thank you, Chair. I propose for adoption of the minutes of the 30th October. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Abrams. Any second? Honorable Shlomo. Honorable Shlomo. Seconded the minutes. Thank you, Honorable Members. The minutes of the 13th November. Page 1. Page 2. Honorable Clark.
Page 2 under departmental officials and the collection and the spending of the director.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, Honorable. Page 2, Honorable Members. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. I'm proposing the adoption of this minutes. Honorable Mosi.
I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Mosi. With the corrections of the spelling of director, Honorable Ndlovu. Thank you, Honorable Ndlovu. And then the last set of minutes on 20th November. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Last page, page 5. you know, honourable members, if you can read on page 5, the closure, this is not a true reflection of what I've said. The chairperson thank everyone for their presence and advise that all the lawyers involved must talk to each other in order to find a way forward. The committee cannot respond now, but must look at all the legalities first. She apologized that there was no time to look at the SASCOC report. How I was going to say look at was it was not there. There was no presentation of the report of SASCOC. I've said, unfortunately, even if we're going to have time, Minister, we are hoping that you will come and present the report of SASCOC, because the Minister said she is not yet ready with the report. I even said maybe on the next meeting we hope that will come with the report. So if we can adopt this minutes in the format that are written, that's why I was reflecting, because I correctly so have said we were thinking that we are going to have this report, but the minister said she is not yet ready with the report, and I've said even if we have time, a report is not yet tabled. It was not tabled, it was not there. So I'm correcting the minutes. They are wrong. And even if the honourable members are still here, I was just not reading the minutes, telling them that I even said we are hoping that next meeting we'll hope that you will be ready, because the report was not there on that day. I want somebody to propose the adoption with the correction of the last closure minutes. Honourable Rahom.
Chairperson, I move for the adoption as amended.
In the second. Honourable Musi.
I adoption.
Honourable members, we are coming to the end of the meeting today. Our visitors were feeling very bad that today the way the meeting was going on, but this is a democracy, and we wanted that everybody must say what he wanted to say, and because we're adult, we needed to reshape the meeting. We have tried our best. I've tried my best. Everybody who contributed, they were trying their best. We used not to have such a horrible meeting as this committee, but some of us as a chairperson, I know it's electioneering time, that's why you are seeing even in the plenary that people will propose a division and they will be leaving their house, but it's not usually in the committee, because in the committee we are presenting everybody trusted, let alone our behavior in the plenary. Today I've seen something that I'll never experience since I've chaired this meeting, but all the same, we are still going to be focused. Thank you very much, honourable members. If the honourable somebody from media want to do interview with me, I'm open that I can do it whilst I'm sitting here. I'm ready, and if you want to interview me, I'm not hiding anything. You can come to me if you're willing. So the meeting is adjourned.
Oh, but you know me,
Lovers.